You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, we are back. What a great start to a week. I had an awesome weekend. I finally saw Jack and Jill. You know, with Adam Sandler. Oh, I hope I didn't ruin the movie for you guys. Oh, did I ruin the movie for you guys? Adam Sandler plays himself and his twin sister. Sorry. Anyway, great flick. Very, very funny. And unlike Puss in Boots, a lot more realistic than you would imagine. I told you I had a huge problem with Puss in Boots because usually the Felis domesticus animal can't walk upright. So you have this cat, you know, walking upright and then in boots, and cats don't like shoes. Right? The genus Felis really doesn't like their feet covered. Try, you know, doing that with a lion. They don't like it. And not to mention, when you have two boots on, you could get an Achilles tendonitis. So I had a very, very big problem with Puss in Boots. Not to mention, he wasn't supposed to have the vocal ability that he did. Very, very incredulous type of movie. So, no, I wasn't as impressed. But Jack and Jill, very, very good. You know, they kind of were flirting with the idea with twins on if, you know, twins had their own language that they could understand. And even though most studies have disproved that, there was this one YouTube video that was absolutely hilarious where you had these two babies, I'm sure you've seen this, where they're in the kitchen. And they're two twins, and they're conversing with each other. And one is making the other one laugh. And you're like, okay, well, no, they were just babbling. Well, yeah, they were babbling. But the other one looked at the twin like he understood exactly what he was saying and laughed at the punchline. So maybe there is some sort of language, but you can't really take that language with you when you're older. I just think some twins make sounds, and they understand the sounds, but, you know, it's not like you're holding a whole, you know, Watergate conversation type of thing. But it was pretty good. And then also there's been a concept that people have asked me about twins. We talked about fingerprints. You know, do twins, identical twins, have the same fingerprints? And they don't. And even though a boy and girl is fraternal twins, you know, because of course they have the different DNA because one has the X chromosome, one has the Y chromosome attached to the other X. They were talking about, do you feel? Does one feel what the other one does? So, of course, you know, Adam Sandler smacked himself in the face. No. They, you know, maybe there is a little bit of a connection, but again, that hasn't been proven. But no, one is not supposed to feel the pain of the other. Now, what is interesting is the mother-son link we've seen. Now, I'm going to be leaving the whole Adam Sandler movie, so I'm sorry. I really don't want to spoil it for you guys. You know, I mean, you know, it's, you know, a pretty, pretty scary, spooky movie. So I don't want to, you know, blow any of the storyline for you. But what has been very interesting is the mother-son or the mother-daughter issue. Somebody will eat something a little off and have diarrhea, and mom will have it, but not dad. You know, why does mom get the sympathy diarrhea and not dad? Or mom will feel like something's wrong or like she's missing her baby, like the pseudopod is missing. I believe that sixth sense exists. Again, hard to prove. It's hard to prove, but, you know, if we're talking about realistic movies, not a lot of them out there. Although I thought Jaws was realistic. There's a shark to get out of the water, but my husband says that's not true. Great white sharks don't do that. I don't care. If I see a shark, I'm not going to pet it. But remember Home Alone? The woman was, the mom was on the plane, I think Home Alone 2, and then she realizes that her baby's missing, something's wrong, or it was Home Alone 1, one of them. That does exist. That has been documented that moms know. Moms know baby's gone. Interesting. I, you know, and they think maybe it's because of the prolactin. Like if a mom has to breastfeed, and the baby's far away, mom can pick up on that. So I don't know. I think that stuff is really cool. A really cool study that came out. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. There was a study where moms would know the temperature of their baby better than a thermometer, right? But it involved mommies. Okay, it had to be mommies, right? You had to be a mommy. So mommy would put her hand on the child. Now, you know how they say you have to put the back of your hand, but you can't put the palm of your, you can't, you know, the mommies are like, let me do it, this is my baby. So the researchers let the mommies do whatever they wanted to figure out the temperature. Then the researchers use a thermometer. And the moms were almost on, right on with their temperature. You know, so that's why whenever I'm training medical students, you know, they go, oh my gosh, your mom is driving me crazy. The mom says this and that. You know, I have to remind them, look, guys, listen. Okay? Listen to the mom. Nobody knows that baby more than mom. True. You may have a mom that comes in with a screw loose. It has happened. I had to argue with a mom that I thought her child had appendicitis. She's like, no, he fell off a trampoline yesterday. What are you talking about? And I'm like, please, for the love of Lord, get the scan. I think something's up. And I was right. It was appendicitis. But, I mean, you know, moms are allowed to kind of argue. You know, you just have to know as a doctor how to deal with the patient. But, you know, if a mom is telling you, look, her child needs to eat more than the 2 ounces a day that you were taught in a textbook, or my baby doesn't tolerate this medicine well, you may want to listen to mom. Moms know. You know, what's interesting, there's a case study now where a 13-year-old girl got the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, and the family claims that she can't walk. And she's lost weight, and she completely has had an adverse reaction from this. And, you know, the HPV vaccine has been under a lot of scrutiny, and for the most part, it's been safe. But this is a woman that I believe is in England right now, and she said, you know, after the third injection, she got tired. Then she would sleep about 23 hours a day. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. And it took them a while for them to link it to what they thought was the vaccine. Now, it's called Cervarix over there. You know, from what I understand, she's slowly stabilizing. Again, nobody's proven that it's been that vaccine. But I can't tell you how many times parents say, look, I do not want to vaccinate my child. And I got to tell you, it takes a lot of education and a lot of discussions, you know, with parents and stuff to teach them about vaccines. But never blow them off. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, never blow them off. For any of you that are the medical professionals out there. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We got Kyle working the dials. We are being broadcasted through Genesis Communications Network Live. I want to thank all my affiliates listening to us right now. And, you know, thank all of you. Not only our affiliates listening, I believe they're also broadcasting so you can listen. So thank you. And I'm looking here at the news. This is interesting. President Obama is offering $1 billion to increase healthcare workforce. But what he's doing is he's unveiling a grant program that gives priority to organizations that hire, train, and deploy new healthcare workers. What this is called, this is interesting, the Healthcare Innovation Challenge is designed to find, quote unquote, the most compelling new ideas to deliver better health, improved care, and lower cost of people enrolled in Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Okay, so what they're doing is they're spending money, $1 billion, for the American people to help figure this out. They say both public and private community organizations around the country are finding innovative solutions to improve our healthcare system, and the Healthcare Innovation Challenge will help jumpstart these efforts. So they're trying to pay us to come up with solutions. Okay, well, I wonder if I'll get paid. All right, I'm raising my hand right now. Call on me. Yes, Dr. Dahlia. Repeal Obamacare. No, that's not worth. No. Sorry, no grants. How about this? Tort reform. No, no. All right. All right. The White House cast this program as part of the We Can't Wait campaign. Oh, really? The White House can't wait. Oh, boy. Hey, listen, I got news for you, okay? We can't wait either, all right? But it's not in terms of you fixing health care. It's We Can't Wait for 2012. All right. So the We Can't Wait campaign from the White House seeks to pressure congressional Republicans into backing the president's jobs program. Oh, please, please, you can't wait. Of course you can't wait. I mean, please, the program is part of the Obama 2010 health care law, now the Central Supreme Court case. Okay, so let's look at this White House announcement. All right, here we go. Up to $1 billion will be awarded to innovative projects across the country that test creative ways to deliver high-quality medical care and save money. Launched today by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Healthcare and Innovation Challenge will also give preference to projects that rapidly hire, train, and deploy healthcare workers. I don't like the way. Okay, you're going to train a healthcare worker rapidly? Don't you want the healthcare worker to know how to administer healthcare correctly? And what, you want to incentivize them for cutting corners? All right, and then quickly deploy them? I don't like the way this sounds. Medicine is an art, okay? The art of nursing, the art of medicine. You better watch how rapidly you're hiring, training, and deploying people. Okay, here's more of the White House announcement. We've taken incredible steps to reduce healthcare costs and improve care. Yeah, but we can't wait to do more. Oh, please, for the love of the Lord, don't do more. Says Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She says both public and private community organizations around the country are finding innovative solutions to improve our healthcare system, blah, blah. Okay, funded by the Affordable Health Care Act. When does the Affordable Health Care Act have funding? All right, so it looks like the Affordable Health Care Act is funding this. Funded by the Affordable Health Care Act, the Healthcare Innovation Challenge will award grants in March to applicants who will implement the most compelling new ideas to deliver better health. Oh, they better look at my application. Improve care and lower costs to people enrolled in Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Yeah, why don't you not cut the doctor's payments? Okay, that's a start. All right, particularly those with the highest healthcare needs. The challenge will support projects that can begin within 6 months. Additionally, projects that focus on rapid workforce development will be given priority when grants are awarded. Okay, rapid. Are they talking about takeover? She says, when I visit communities across the country, I haven't seen her come here, I continually see innovative solutions at the very ground level. Oh, yeah. A large health system working with community partners to decrease the risk of diabetes with nutrition programs, or a church group that sends volunteers to help homebound seniors so they can live at home. I like that. Well, that's Donald Berwick, MD, Administrator for Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, remember, he's running Medicare and he's a pediatrician, okay? I don't know if he's ever filed a Medicare claim in his life. He says, by putting more programs like this in place and more boots on the ground, pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with the pants on the ground. By putting more programs like this in place and more boots on the ground, these types of programs can truly transform our healthcare system. Oh, please. You see what they're doing? I was just talking about this on my show last week. I said, the government can't figure this out. We need to figure it out ourselves. Well, it looks like the government, you know, took heed and said, huh, you know what? I think people are going to have to figure this out because we can't. So fine, we'll give anybody money who figures this out. They say awards will be expected to range from approximately $1 million to $30 million over 3 years. Lottery. Applications are open to providers, payers, local government, community-based organizations, and particularly to public-private partnerships and multi-payer approaches. Each grantee project will be evaluated and monitored for measurable improvements in quality of care and savings generated. Why? They're going to take the money back? Oh, my gosh. They're spending $1 billion on this? Oh, please. They don't know. Just say, you don't know. Don't say we can't wait. Say we can't figure this out. I'll have more respect for you all. Come on, really? All right, so now they're throwing money. They're going to lose. They're going to blow $1 billion. $1 billion of this Affordable Health Care Act is going to be blown, people. I mean, go for it. I would if you want me to proofread your grant proposals, let me. I used to work for the EPA. I've done grant proposals. I'll proofread it. Why not? Let's send them. I mean, they're going to blow the billion anyway. Go for it, guys. You know, I'm sure you'll come up with something a heck of a lot better than the government. Maybe this is good. But something tells me a conservative thinker, someone who's fiscally conservative and comes up with an idea, is probably not going to win this grant. All right? I bet it's going to be a company that might have supported Obama during the election. Or it's going to be somebody who is also asking for a waiver, by the way. Did you guys hear about that? The state of Florida. We're talking the whole state of Florida is asking for a waiver from Obamacare. The whole entire state. They're saying, look, we can't do this. They're saying that 80% mandate of insurance companies showing their profits, that they spend 80% of their premiums on health care. They said it's going to be chasing the insurers out of the state. It's not going to work. And the whole entire state wants to be waived. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, I bet more states to follow. I mean, they're saying they can't handle this. Now, you know, we've talked about what's going to be happening with the Supreme Court also this evening. And breaking news today. Healthcare case, Boston.com enumerated basically what the Supreme Court is going to be doing. The Supreme Court is going to be listening to arguments regarding President Barack Obama's healthcare overhaul in March and then making a decision hopefully by June before the election. And they're going to be looking at four things. Number one is, does Congress have the power to mandate that Americans buy health insurance or pay a penalty? Is that constitutional or not? Number two, is it the requirement to buy insurance is not unconstitutional? Is the whole law thrown out, or does other parts of the law survive? Number three, if Congress coerces states to expand Medicaid when these states are already going bankrupt and threatens to withhold funding from the states that refuse, is that legal? And then if the penalty for not buying health insurance doesn't really go into effect until federal income taxes are due in 2015, are the legal arguments currently brought against health care overall premature, and do we have to go back and do this again? So it's going to be interesting. This is just one big cluster, people. It's one big cluster. And I really shouldn't laugh. This is sad. We've talked about this on the show. I mean, we need to know what our healthcare system is going to look like 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And I'm very nervous. I am extremely nervous. All right? Because if the healthcare system is going to end up where states are losing the insurers, states are going bankrupt because they can't expand Medicaid, they aren't going to find enough doctors to take this on, we're going to be back to a two-tier system. So I'll get all my surgeries and hysterectomies done now while I can. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Came out today saying two or more sugary drinks a day for us ladies is associated with belly fat and heart disease. But just two drinks. I mean, this keeps coming back to us. It's the same story, different day, but more and more proof. All right. They say in a study of more than 4,000 people aged 45 to 84, women who drink at least two sugar-sweetened beverages a day, whether it's soda, whether it's juice, what were nearly four times as likely to develop higher than normal levels of blood fats called triglycerides in their blood. We talked about that. Fats, I'm getting this from WebMD, compared to women who drank less than one a day. They were also more likely to pack on belly fat. And we know belly fat has been linked to health risk, heart disease, diabetes. Now, you know, it's interesting. People always go, Dr. Dahlia, why don't I just get liposuction? If everybody says that the truncal obesity is bad for you and a risk factor, both male and female, why can't we get liposuction? Okay? Because here's the thing. Not only is the fat around your stomach and liposuctionable, but we're talking about the fat around the liver, the fat around the pancreas. We're talking about fat around your bowels and intestines. All right? It just isn't underneath the skin. Right? Fat goes around the organs, and that also causes a problem. So, no, you can't lipo it away. But I see the logic. It's not a stupid question. I see the logic, because I always say people with an apple build is better than a pear build. You know, true, but you can't liposuction the build away. All right, because you're still getting obesity in the abdomen. They also say women that drink more than two sugary drinks a day had abnormal blood glucose levels, including pre-diabetes. They say the risks were higher even in women of normal weight and women who didn't gain weight. So just because you're skinny doesn't mean you aren't going to be having a problem. They say basically 50% of Americans drink at least one sugary drink a day, according to the CDC, and 1 in 20 Americans drink 4 or more a day. That's ridiculous, people. All right. The American Heart Association recommends that adults and children drink fewer than 450 calories or 36 ounces of sugary drinks per week to prevent heart disease. Okay? So no more than 450 calories per week. Now, remember, one of these little tiny baby juice cups is 100 calories, okay? So you aren't supposed to be taking more than 4 or 5 a week. The American Beverage Association, which represents the soft drink industry, agrees. In response to the findings, it issued a statement. Wait a second. I missed something. All right, this is what they agreed to. They say, although the study does show a link between these heart risk factors and sugary drinks, they say it's important to note that the study doesn't prove that sugary sweetened beverages cause heart disease. So the American Beverage Association agrees with that. I was like, wait a second. I was like, they really, oh, okay, I see. Here's the thing. Of course there's a relationship. Come on. Come on. All right, so people, you just got to be smart about what you put in your body. Just don't forget about the drinks. I remember when I waited tables. I hardly ate. Never had time to eat, but I didn't lose weight. Well, the reason why I didn't lose weight is because we were able to sneak soft drinks. You know, when we would fill up the drinks, we were able to take a cup and, you know, drink from there. You drink water. I mean, I think we might have even been allowed to. I don't think so, because I was such a goody two-shoes. I was probably afraid to break the law. But anyway, so, you know, you grab a glass, you go, you know, take some soda, drink a little shot of soda, or the orange soda. I remember like an orange soda or Sprite, dumping the cup and then going on and, you know, seeing your next table. Well, every shot of that was probably about 50 calories. So we would keep adding calories because of the soda. You got to stop that, people. You can't be doing that. Okay. Also in the news today, they're talking about a rising number of U.S. newborns addicted to pain drugs. This is so true. They say newborn addiction to prescription painkillers is a growing problem. Of course it is. You know, babies are born to moms who have been taking narcotics on pregnancy. So then we have these babies that are addicted to narcotics. It's horrible. I remember giving birth to, when I was delivering babies, to cocaine babies. Babies where the mom had done coke or speed. And I would know this without even prior to testing the mom, because the baby's, the fetal heart rate was so high, yet mom didn't have a fever and everything else checked out. So while I was waiting, so I'd go, let's do a drug screen because I bet the baby is high on coke. And then mom would come back positive for cocaine and then would deliver the baby and have to go from there. And so it's just amazing how moms, they just don't care. It's selfishness. They say Florida is the hub of the illicit prescription drug trade in the U.S., and the number of newborns in that state with withdrawal rose from 354 back in 2006 to 1,374 in 2001. This is according to the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. Then they say an academy, the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee, was convened this year to revise treatment guidelines for newborns with withdrawal syndrome. Good. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't understand how any of you pregnant moms out there could hurt. It's an innocent baby, okay? It's not the baby's fault. And some of these babies that come out when their moms have done drugs, they themselves sometimes never normalize. Something's off with their chemistry and with their behavior. And it's a shame to see kids. In fact, it's at the point where I was able to identify a kid whose mom had done crack or cocaine, just because they were just very skittish and quick-tempered, and they weren't autistic or anything like that, and they didn't have as much cognitive skills as somebody that didn't, you know, came from a mom that didn't use drugs, and it's just, it's a shame. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, interesting story today. Apparently, Target employees are protesting the new Thanksgiving hours. Now, we got Black Friday coming up. And apparently there have been 37,000 signatures on an online protest petition because Target wants to open their store on midnight of Black Friday rather than 6 a.m. So what that would mean is the employees after Thanksgiving dinner would have to take a nap and then go into work at midnight or sooner. So Anthony Hardwick looks like he's leading the charge. He's 29 years old. He has been a Target parking attendant in Omaha, Nebraska for 3 years, and he began the petition. All right. Now, he says, I was so disappointed the day I found out this because I did the math in my head and I was going to have to go to bed early in the afternoon on Thursday and go in and work 10 hours. Look, come on. You got a job. You have a job. You do not know how many people wait for holiday business, right? And they wait for holiday hiring. I bet you, right? You have 37,000 signatures of people that don't want to work on Thanksgiving. I bet there's 370,000 people who would want your job. Are you crazy? You have a job. If, you know, stores now, they're saying stores are starting to open earlier to increase their sales. They say Toys R Us is going to be open 9 o'clock at night, starting Thanksgiving night. So they're not waiting for Black Friday. They're going to start on Thanksgiving Day, but at night. Now, that's what these stores have to do. They have to be inventive. I mean, and you're benefiting from it also because you're getting paid. You're getting to work holiday hours. You're getting paid. True. The shift may stink. I always had to work on Christmas. I always had to work on Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, it stinks, but come on. I mean, we are in the worst recession we've ever been. You have a job. You're lucky to have a job. Then fine. Give your job to somebody else who's going to want it. It's crazy. I mean, you know, yes, I think it does stink. You have to be up in the middle of the night. I get that. But listen, companies are going to have to be inventive. They're going to have to do things other companies don't do to get the sale. Now, I still think Black Friday is a complete hoax. I think all the prices go up. I've caught stores jack up the prices, so I don't go shopping Black Friday. I try to do all my shopping before Thanksgiving, after Christmas. But I know stores and this recession loves the next, how many weeks is it? 6 weeks? No, it's probably going to only be about 4.5 weeks, right? The next 4.5 or 4 weeks of shopping is what basically saves everybody's bottom line in this fiscal quarter. And then it goes back to, dry spell. So, I mean, look, you're going to have the good years, you're going to have the lean years. Work the good years, shut up, collect money, save money, and don't forget what happened to us a couple years ago and what's still happening to us now. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, very interesting. We were talking about nutrition a lot. There was a study actually that came out where we talked about cheese may not be as bad for you as butter. Great topic where a lot of us, we eat cheese, we love cheese, and then we, are worried about, of course, the caloric content, the fat content, and they did a study where they actually said the cheese may not be that bad. You may actually lower your LDL. So, you know, we look at nutrition a lot, and Fox News had actually put something together where what they decided to do was come up with 10 nutrition mistakes that a lot of us probably consider incorrectly. All right. Sorry about that. I'm kind of reading something on my computer as I go. Okay. So first, they say many people will eliminate fruit because of the sugar content. Now, you don't want to eliminate fruit. You don't want to, you know, even though, yes, fruit has a lot of sugar, and our diabetics have to, you know, be careful about how much of their glycemic index they're taking in, because we've talked about fruit, berries and raspberries and boysenberries and cranberries has a much higher or less high glycemic index than grapes, watermelon, cantaloupe. So of course, those types of fruits will raise your sugar level. Yet, according to a nutritionist at Fox News has been using, they said, look, you want to get those sugars in, all right? You know, I'd rather you get the healthier sugar than other types of sugar. So you don't have to be that afraid of fruit. I mean, if you're going to eat chocolate cake, then rather you eat fruit, okay? Next, they say, don't believe herbs are harmless because they're natural. We've talked about this, too. They say, not just because something's an herbal remedy that's natural doesn't mean there's any side effects. We've talked about things. I think the other day we talked about what you can't mix with Coumadin and warfarin, which is a blood thinner, and some of these, I mean, it could be deadly, so you need to be careful. Then they also say a big misconception is thinking calories only matter for weight maintenance. No, you know, calories are very, very important because, you're supposed to come up with an amount of calorie that you need to intake. Let's say it's 1,800 calories. Let's say it's 2,000 calories. And what they recommend is you look at those calories, but most of these calories need to be good calories. So remember, we were just talking about Juicy Cups, 100 calories a pop. Then let's say you do eat some sweets, etc. So if your calorie intake ends up being 50% garbage, that's not good. So you really need to look at what you're eating, what are making up your calories, and don't ignore them, all right? You're not looking at calories just because you're trying to lose weight. Because a lot of people say, I don't have to look at the calories. My wife does that because she's trying to lose weight. No, it's a little bit more important, okay? Avoiding all red meat. You don't have to avoid all red meat. Red meat has iron, zinc, B12. Leaner cuts are healthier, like venison, game meat, sirloin steak, white meat instead of dark meat. But, that's not red meat. That's chicken meat. But, you know, you don't have to avoid all red meat. You could eat meat, but smartly. They also say, let me see, they say if you always eat the same thing, sometimes, you know, you're going to feel like you are deficient in something, and you could be. You need to mix it up a little bit. You know, if Monday's meatloaf night, Tuesday salmon night, you know, you may still want to mix it up a little bit. This way you are getting some other types of nutrients, et cetera. That makes sense, okay? They say a lot of people neglect spices. We don't want you to neglect spices, okay? Spices can be very helpful. We've talked about olive oil, very healthy. Olive oil has, you know, but you got to be careful of other types of cooking oil. You got to be careful of sugar. You have to be careful. So, again, you want to watch the caloric content of the spices and condiments you're using, all right? Now, a lot of people down sports drinks during their workout. They say, we need our electrolytes. We need our electrolytes. You know, before sports drinks came out, we had water, and water wasn't that bad. Water wasn't that bad. So, you know, I've seen some people that go, well, look, I drank a Pepsi because I didn't have a Gatorade and I needed to get my sugars in because I worked out. No, I'd rather you drink water than your sports drink. Don't start going to soda. Come on. Another thing people make a mistake of, which Fox News has been reporting, is relying on multivitamins. If you don't like vegetables, no, your multivitamins, your Flintstones, your gummy bites, albeit yummy, they're not going to substitute for good vegetables. So all the multivitamins are supposed to do is help you fill in the gaps, but you need to be on a healthy regimen. Now, some people believe fresh fruits and vegetables are far healthier than frozen. I do prefer fresh fruits and vegetables, but they say some people will eat less vegetables on the whole because they're afraid to buy the frozen. And they just wait to go shopping to get the fresh. And when the fresh kind of become overripe and they throw them out, they don't have vegetables in their house. So what they had suggested is, no, you could have the frozen vegetables. That's okay. All right. Just make sure you get something every day. But, of course, I prefer frozen fruits and vegetables. Or, I'm sorry, fresh, of course. All right, and then they said a lot of people avoid pre- and post-workout meals to enhance fat burn. No, you got to be careful. You have to be careful, okay? You don't want to deny your body any calories or certain nutrients. Because, remember, your body wants hemostasis. It wants everything homogeneous, kind of, you know, it wants everything perfect. And when you put your body through the stress of a workout and then you stress yourself with lack of calories, that's going to be a problem. So, you know, what you need to do is, just think, okay? Your body's like a car. I always bring that up, but what do you have to do to your car? Well, you have to give your car fuel. Your car will run better with better fuel. So you give your car the premium fuel, right? I mean, just like a car. Well, my car needs to have mobility, so I want to make sure there's extra air in the tires. I want to make sure the axles and the tires are rotated and the axles are aligned. Well, same thing with your body. Maybe chiropractically your back needs to be aligned. You need to, you know, I mean, we take better care of our car than we do with our bodies. You know, I've seen men clean their windshields and sparkle and wax and all that, you know, their car. Yet I'll look at their ears and they're full of earwax. And I'm like, dude, your car is sparkly. What about your own ears? I mean, you know, the idea of wax came to your mind. What are you doing? And I just think it's, you know, we have our love for something else and we forget to love ourselves. So don't mess around. Don't mess around. Now, one thing that came up in today's medical news is 1 in 5 Americans already have significant hearing loss starting at age 12. I mean, we're talking that young. And, of course, it's the music and it's the earphones and the headphones and it's blasting the music. Music sounds better loud. I know. I do it all the time. I crank up the music and dance and sing. When I get ready in the morning, it pumps me up, which, by the way, is a great motivator. If any of you are not motivated in the morning, you got to get your favorite music up and running. You have to. And, you know, just, you know, rock out to it. But we got to be careful. Like when you go to concerts, very bad for the ear. They say we don't want your hearing going above. We don't want the sounds going above 85 decibels. Now, that's about as loud as a lawnmower. All right. Pretty loud. Normal conversation is less than that, all right? But concerts are higher in the hundreds. And, you know, I was talking about we went to the Glee concert. I love Glee, but I couldn't hear a gosh darn tune because it was so loud and all you heard was the reverb and the amplifier and the speakers. I couldn't hear anything. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. So we all need to kind of work on our hearing. Also, we've been talking about there's a Kotex tampon recall of a bacteria contamination from some of the raw products used called Enterobacter Sakazaki. Looks like it is the Kotex Natural Balance Security Unscented Tampons Regular Absorbency, all right? Of course, go to the FDA website or go to the Kimberly-Clark website to look at which tampons were recalled. And then we have teenagers actually putting tampons in alcohol. This is crazy. They're soaking tampons in alcohol, and then they're inserting them, either boys are inserting them rectally, girls vaginally, so they absorb it better and get a quicker buzz. Not good, guys. You got to watch what your kids are doing. Personally, I don't know how that's working, because if you stick a tampon in fluid, it blows up. So I don't know how they're shoving it in there. But this is what kids are doing with alcohol, and it's very caustic to the mucous membranes. Not the healthiest thing.
That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis, call 855-FOODWISE, that's 855-366-3947, or visit wisefoodstorage.com, that's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.